asking you, what hippie thing have you fallen for that maybe not going so well for you? I got roped into this Himalayan pink salt lamp. It's supposed to clean the air and do all boost your mood, help you sleep, do all of this stuff. And I believe in feng shui. I believe in burning sage, all this hippie holistic stuff I believe in. And it doesn't always benefit me. I think I plugged it in Friday night and I woke up Saturday. I felt real groggy and dizzy. My throat was like hurting.
So he's not doing what he's supposed to do.
No, and I googled it, and nobody else seems to have negative side effects. I was in Myrtle Beach earlier in the week, and it was 70, 75, and I was out running around in a tank top and stuff, so, you know, running on the beach. Uh-huh. So maybe it could be a cold, coming back to the cold weather, but I was fine until I got that pink salt lamp and plugged it in.
I think that, I don't know, I think those things that you get suckered in respect of, you're like, oh, look how good it is. And all these people, you see all these reviews. Yeah. Oh, this is great. But I think people believe what they want to believe.
Sure, it's mind over matter.
There it is.
But I want to believe that this is going to fix things in my house.
But it's not, because it's killing you slowly.
It is. Asking you, what's your hippie thing that you believe in? Snapchat Rob. Snapchat me said, my hippie thing's yogi detox tea. It unclogs your arteries and it works. I went to the doctor and have athletically low blood pressure.
He must be the girliest guy I know. So, what do you want? Yogi tea, please.
So what? Pet just calling you a chick, Snapchat Rob. You better step your game up. What do you believe in? What's your hippie thing? Does it work? Is it mind over matter? What have you been roped into? You can tweet at PetchNamie 424-1234 to be part of the show.
Hi, you go 97.7. Who's this?
Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. What's going on?
So, first of all, I think you're just sick. I don't think it's actually killing you. But I cannot get on board with the feng shui. I just can't. I used to thought there might be something to it until I watched a show where they brought in, you know, three feng shui experts.
Yes.
And literally every single one of them said something different. And that things were in the wrong spot.
If you Google it, you can Google any answer you want to find. You know what I mean? You can find any answer that you choose. Is there anything that you got roped into doing, Nicole?
Not that I know of. I know I got my dad one of the lamps for Christmas, though, because that's what he wanted.
And he's still alive?
He's still alive.
All right. Nicole, where are you calling from?
Dover.
Thank you for checking in. Have a great day.
No problem. You too.
Hi, you go 97.7. Who's this?
Hey, it's Eric from Georgetown. How you doing, man?
Hey, what's good. Going on?
Hey, Amy, now come on, girl. Now, if you're sick, come down with a cold. Instead of the salt lamps, why aren't you cuddling up with your buddy, Mr. Mocha?
It is.
Now, come on, you know better. Come on.
It is Mocha Monday. I'm still creeping from a distance. I haven't stepped on him yet.
And you got to think about it like this. Like, you know, it is a cold day today. Like, temperature's single digits. You need to get some warm mocha inside you.
Stop, because
exactly.
I want to be so embarrassed.
Mocha or something, you know?
I have a huge fear that he listens to this station, has heard this. I'm not going to be able to make eye contact with him if I see him.
Oh, Jesus. Well, you guys have a great morning. Take it easy.
All right, bye.
I think that's a great plan, no?
Yeah. Hey, Mocha, you want to come over and snuggle me? I don't feel good.
Yeah, come and snuggle by my salt lamp.
I don't know you. Lady, you're a creep. I don't know you. That's going to be that reaction.
There it is.
Thank you guys for blocking me.
No, you're
appreciate
welcome.
It. Listen, if you'll be part of the show, what have you been roped into? You can tweet at Petch and Amy 424-1234 to be part of the show.